stand up.
Do that again.
Yeah. Oh, that song about Jesse Taylor, he got, sound like he got in, didn't he? Amen. If you get in Christ, you'll be a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. Hallelujah. That's just the way it is. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Got your Bibles? Turn with me. Romans 8 chapter, just a few moments. The other verses may be looking at also. Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 1. Begin reading. There is therefore now no condemnation them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not out of the flesh, but out of the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit is life in Christ Jesus, have made us free. It says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Now what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own Son in likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of law might be fulfilled in who walk not out of the flesh, but out of the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. And now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. So don't you notice what he said in the last part of verse number 9. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That's a solemn word right there. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, we are none of his. That's a tragedy, awful way if you're none of his to live by. It's worse than that to die by. So the question I'm asking this morning, are you one of his? Do you have the Spirit? Hallelujah. You say, well, I don't know how to get it. Well, I pray you know how before we sit down this morning. Father, we're thankful for your grace and mercy and kindness you've shown us. We ask your blessing now upon this word and upon other verses that you might have for us to mention this morning. God, only you know. I pray that you'd speak to us and through us. I pray that there wasn't one leave here this morning apart from the Spirit, your Spirit, the living Spirit that comes in us, blessed God. And I pray that you'd anoint us with unction. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us now for Christ's sake and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Visit us this morning. Amen and amen. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ. Many other verses, as one of them says, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, what are they? There's liberty. Liberty. Hallelujah. Freedom. That's what he was talking about even this passage of scripture. When I'm in bondage, We have freedom. We're not in bondage of the law. We keep the word of God because we want to. It's because we have a desire to. Because we've been made a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, you say, but I don't know about the Spirit. I tell you what. He said if we didn't have him, you know why? We born the first time into this world. Listen, born with old Adamic nature. We born inherited that from the fall in the Garden of Eden. We born in this world, sinners. And God comes in his sovereign grace and mercy. And he came down to this world to save sinners. That's how you got saved, if you saved this morning. Jesus came to this world to save sinners, and thank God he did. Hallelujah. But you know what? The Bible says, except the man be born again. He told Nicodemus that. He said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. You know what? You know what he was thinking? How can a man be born? Can a man go back in his mother's womb, be born again? No. You don't need that kind of birth no more. You need another birth. And that other birth comes from heaven. It comes from heaven. Jesus said, we're born again, not of corruptible seed, for in the book of Peter. It said we're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And so I want to thank God there's a new birth. There's a Spirit of God that comes into us. Listen, if you get saved, I'm going to tell you what happens. God forgives you of all your sins. Listen, you get born again, and the Spirit of God comes into your heart and into your life, and you got a new life. The Spirit gives life. He lives. The Spirit of Christ lives in us. Thank God. If you've been born again, you're a different person. You can't stay the same. He said, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, when we get that Spirit of Christ in us, you're going to begin to be looking like him, talking like him, and you're going to listen, walk like him, glory to God. It's that same Spirit that comes in us that leads us. He said, this I say unto you, if you'd walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We need to get in the Spirit. Some of us said, I'm scared. Listen. You don't have to worry about it. If it's God's Spirit, it's right. He said, if you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you're none, absolutely none of his. That's what he said. You know what? There's a lot of fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. And when you get this Spirit of Christ in us, the fruit of the Spirit is going to be evident and show. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You remember going to the doctors? I ain't never seen one do it in a long time. We used to, but I'm telling you, we was growing up. We went to the doctor, first thing he did, stick your tongue out. He wanted to look at it. I thought to myself, what in the world? But he could tell about that tongue. Some of you don't remember that. That's the way it was. You know what? And he wanted to know what was wrong. He could diagnose the situation a lot of times. Listen, even by your tongue. Well, we'll talk different. When you get that Spirit in you, I guarantee you, you will. It's a different life. Hallelujah. That talking will be changed. You cussing, it'll quit. Amen. Whatever it might have been, you'll have a different language. Some of us had to learn how to talk again. Thank God, but the Spirit of God will help us. I'm telling you, you can tell. You don't have to be around somebody very long. You can tell. Listen, even from the speech, who they are. You can tell it. God makes a difference. Out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Hallelujah. Do you have the Spirit of Christ? Do we have that Spirit? Same, spirit that Christ had? You think about it. What did he do? He looked out over the city of Jerusalem and he wept. You know why he wept? He wept because he said, oh, he was crying, he was praying. I would take you like a little chicken. A hen takes her biddies under my wings. But since he would not, and he wept over him because he had compassion, he had concern. And I believe if we get the Spirit of Christ in us, we'll have some compassion, we'll have some concern. We'll be stirred for lost souls. We'll be stirred for those that don't know Christ. It's an awful thing, listen, to be outside of Christ. And you and us as Christians, we need to get Christ's Spirit. He was willing. Do we have the Spirit? Listen, even the forgiveness that he had, do we have that same Spirit? He had it. Can we forgive others? Can we? Listen, even if they harm us or hurt us, he did. So can we, by the grace of God, if we got that same Spirit. Hallelujah. We can, if the Spirit of Christ is in us. But it said they had him not. If any man have not the Spirit, he's none of his. But he said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, freedom. Don't you like liberty in the United States of America? I tell you, we don't get God's power and His Spirit, His presence back in our country and back in our nation, we'll soon lose our liberty. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is in liberty. Listen, you can live. Listen, the only way you'll have liberty and victory in your life, listen, have freedom from sin and freedom from the power of sin, is the fact that God in His sovereign grace gave you that liberty through His Spirit. You can rejoice. You got liberty to rejoice in God. You got liberty to praise in God and glorify Him. Hallelujah. I'm telling you why some people can't worship God. I tell you why some people don't want to go to the house of God. They lack in the Spirit of God. Hey, we got liberty in Him. Praise God. What did He say? What's some of the fruit of that Spirit if we have the Spirit of Christ? What did it say in Galatians? First one's love. Love. Oh, yes. If you got the Spirit of Christ in you, I'm going to tell you something. You can love your enemies. You can pray for those who despitefully use you. If you got the love of Christ in you. Thank God for love. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That's the fruit of being a Christian. You know, one verse, I can't remember exactly where it is. You know what it says? It said, by this, men know that you're my disciple. If you have love, one to another. One of the blessedest things, as you'll see from the fruit of the Spirit, is the love of God flowing through your life and through my life. Hallelujah. The love of God. Amen. That's the fruit. That's why he said if we don't have something wrong. I want to tell you something. If God could have loved me enough to come down here, I heard some preaching this morning. Got me stirred up. Over in Ezekiel. I got to think about it. Over Ezekiel went over. You know what God told him to do? You know what? I preached one time when he sat down by the rivers of Babylon and he wept. They'd been taken into captivity. They'd lost their freedom. They'd lost what they had. But they sat over and wept for Zion and wept. But you know what God told Ezekiel to do? He said, go over and sit with them. Sit there for a week. You know what? He sat with them. And he could feel what they were feeling. And know what they were going through with. And that's the gospel truth. I heard that preacher say this morning. He said, if you've never been through what somebody else is going through, don't go up there and tell them, I know how you feel. You don't. I can tell you, when you walk through it, when you sit where they sit, when you walk where they walk, when you face what they're facing, if we do that, we can understand what they're going through with. And God comforts us in our tribulation, that we may know how to comfort those in their tribulation. I know what it is to lose a loved one. I got an infant grandbaby right out here. Got a son right out here. Two brothers out there. Got my wife's out there. I know what it is. I've not gone through all the list. My mom and daddy's planted somewhere else, their bodies are. Out at the other cemetery. But you know what? When you sit where they sit, you can understand what they understand. That's what God wanted Ezekiel to do. I want you to feel what they feel and sit down there with them and understand what they're going through with. But I want to tell you something. Sweet Holy Spirit that we get when we get into that family of God, he's right there to comfort us. What did Jesus say? He said, I'm not going to leave you orphanless or fatherless or comfortless. He said, I'm going back to the Father. But I'm going to send you another comforter. I'm going to send the comforter back into you. And when he's come, he'll take and show you the things about me. That's what he does. How do you, somebody said, I can't understand this book. There's a lot that I'm still searching too. Been searching it for years. But I know one thing. We'll get in it. The same one that wrote this book, the Holy Ghost, inspired the men of God. The same one that came into us. Hallelujah. We'll start revealing it to me. He reveals it to us. It will get in the Word. Can't take the place of the Word of God. The Word of God. So precious and powerful. And so the love of God is one of the first fruit you got listed of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Even Jesus told the woman at the well, I'll give you a drink. I'll give you some real water. He did. It's good enough she just left it and took off. Back to town. And started telling them what the Lord had done for her. Hey, she weren't all that. I'm telling you, he breathed into some and give them life to a lot. And listen, they hadn't been Sunday school teachers either. I'm telling you, God raised them up from where they were. That's what God does. Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad you received sinners? God receives sinful men. Hallelujah. I'm glad he does. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not only is love one of those fruits of that Spirit, he said it's joy. Joy. It's unspeakable and full of glory. I'm telling you, somebody said, it's real. I said, yes, sir, it's real. Hey, you can have joy. You can have peace. You can have the love of God flowing through you. You have joy. It's unspeakable. Peace is past all understanding.
You can't explain it. You can't understand it. Somebody said, explain it to me. Just tell you it's good. It's wonderful. It's marvelous and glorious. Enjoy it. Hallelujah. It sure is. I'll just run through these four, go to another verse. It's love, joy, and peace. It's long suffering. That's some more of the fruit of that spirit. Sometimes we're too short with our suffering. We ain't long with it. But he says it's also gentleness, gentle. You know what they call them big old giant horses? Some of them call them gentle giants, don't they? Gentle giants. I don't care how big you are, or little you are, I'm going to tell you something. God can make us gentle. And I want to tell you something, folk can tell it. When they meet us, when we talk to them, when we're around them, are we gentle? So I'll be a gentle giant. You can be a gentle giant or a gentle little one. No matter to him. Just let the Holy Ghost flow through you. Let that spirit, amen, do what Christ intends for to do. It's goodness. Good. Hey, just be good. Be good to everybody. That's what he's saying. That's what God wants us to do. He says, in faith. Faith. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We overlook that in some time. Praise God. That's why someone says, I don't got much faith. Just let that fruit just keep flowing. Flowing. That faith will keep building. Strengthen faith. Hallelujah. You know, you don't have, you know, he said if you had faith, the water, the grain of mustard seed, say into that mountain, be removed. You ever seen mustard seed? You're going to not plant them so thick next time, but you if you're like me, every time you get them thick again. You know why? They're so little. But thank God, he said we just had that small of faith. You see, it's what the faith is in. Hold on to that. It's what faith is in. It's one on the other end. It's one up yonder. It's the Spirit of God that works here amongst us. It's faith. Faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Meekness. That's another fruit of the Spirit. Meekness. Meek. Amen. Jesus said, come unto me, ye the burdened and heavy laden, take my yoke upon me. Learn of me. He said, I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. I'm going to tell you something. If you get born again, if you're not born again, if you get born again, let the Spirit of God flow through you. Let Christ's life live through you. Why do you think the Apostle Paul said, me to live is Christ? And me to die is gain. He was living a life with Christ living through it. That's the only way you can live a Christian life. It'll let Christ live through you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, meekness and temperance. Be temperate in all things. Well, God is so good. He is so good. I want to read another verse or two. I mentioned that verse where the Spirit of the Lord is at liberty. It sure is, isn't it? Wonderful Savior. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things passed away. All things become new. All things are of God.
who had reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ, and given us a ministry of reconciliation. What a wonderful Savior we got. Hallelujah. Yes. I want to go, before close, to the book of Jude. Turn me to the book of Jude just a moment. Just one chapter. Right before the book of Revelation. Before the book of Revelation. Book of Jude, chapter number 1. Of course, the only chapter in there. Verse 17 said, "But beloved, remember the words which were spoken before of the apostles and of our Lord Jesus Christ." Verse 18 says, "How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who shall walk after their own godly lust." Listen to this. These be they who separate themselves sensual, fleshly, sensual, having what? Not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. What did he say the last days it be? Those that are sensual. Having what? Not what? The Spirit. Having not the Spirit. You know what big problem is today? Don't many have the Spirit of Christ in them. Folks, I want to tell you this morning, we all need to check up. One of the great preachers, Baptist preacher, said this, Dr. Lee. He said, 70-80% of Baptists, I'm just quoting what, I don't remember which one he said. It was high, though, Brother Donnie. Or lost. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's sobering. You don't have to be lost. But I want to close in saying this. You don't get saved by joining a church. You don't get saved by making some kind of decision. You don't get saved by me or anyone else taking you and baptizing you. You get saved when you submit and surrender and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I want to tell you something. If you've never had this experience of becoming a new creature, if you never have the life of Christ breathed in you, I'm telling you, don't go another day without it. Because we're living in the latter times, the latter days. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, if you got the Spirit of Christ, I'll tell you what he's doing to us. He's shaping us. He's molding us into his image. John said in Revelation, you know where he said he was when God, he was on the Isle of Patmos? He said, I was, there you go, Donnie, in the Spirit. On the Lord's day. I thought myself, and I read that again this week, but done I read that, I said, well, it's hard to even get us in the Spirit now on the Lord's day, and especially the other days. I'm serious. So I want to encourage us. Let's pray this week. Let's seek the Lord. And we meet back next Lord's day. Let's come filled, running over with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, John said that's what he said, he's in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I'll tell you what God did. He fell down in his feet, dead. But I'm telling you, God gave him a revelation. And hallelujah, he did. It kept it for us to read. He sure did. Holy Ghost just reminded me of another verse right here. And it's in It's a little book of 1 John. 1 John chapter number 4. Amen. Listen to this. 1 John chapter number 4. Begin reading at verse 16. And we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. We believe that, don't we? And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen for that. God loved us, and we love him, and we love one another. Verse 17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because, don't you notice his last few words here. Three different words here. As he is, next three words, so are we, next three, in this world. We to be like him as he is in this world now. There's never been a time when he's not his. Only time he's ever been, listen, was, is when he said, I was dead. He's always alive before that, but he said, I was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. And he said, as he is, we are. Hallelujah. We are. Listen to that. So are we. We like Christ. We like him. He's shaping us and molding us into his image. And one day, thank God, when he shall appear, 1 John says, you know what else it says? We don't know what we shall be, but when he shall appear, we shall be like him, because we're going to see him as he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I want to be reshaping now. I want to be conformed into his image. Romans 8 says, he's conforming us into his image. Hallelujah. That's my Lord. And I want to tell you something. If you his, and the Spirit's in you, and listen, he is shaping you and molding you just like he is me right now. Into his image. He sure is. Our wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. I like that. As he is, so are we in this world. Folks, that's not just here today. That's tomorrow when you get on your work, get on your job, go to school, wherever you'll be tomorrow. That's what he's saying. Going to be like him in this world. So God's saying to me, and he's saying to you this morning, we, listen, have Christ living in us. That's the hope of our glory. That's the hope of glory. And therefore, as he is, so are we. We to live like him. We to walk like him. We to talk like him. We to love like him. I could go on and on and on, because it's Christ living in me. Hallelujah. I'm in him, thank God, and he's in me. Hallelujah. He's given me his Spirit, and thank God he has. Glory to God. Oh, I got a bunch more verses, but I can't even find them right now. There's a lot of them in there. But I'm going to tell you something. That'd give you enough to make you want to chew on the Word of God. And my question is, do you want to be like him? Amen? I do. Amen? I'm going to tell you something. When I was just a little boy, when Dad and him was plowing them mules, that's right before we went to school. I can remember. I wasn't very big. I thought they took the longest steps. I'd try to step them, but I had to jump. I'd walk in them footsteps. You know what? I'm going to thank God. I told them the other day, I thank God for the cotton patches and the watermelon patches and the corn patches and the fields and all the other places that we was raised up as a young'un. Thank God for godly parents, those that walked and left some steps. anyway. Me and my daddy wore the same size shoes. I still got some of his shoes. Somebody threw them away in my closet. Just down there in the bottom. I never got the nerve to wear them. Couldn't feel them. My foot would have, but I couldn't feel them. But you know what? Somebody in this life, most of us, had someone for a hero or someone we looked up to. Whether it's our parents or it might have been someone else. You know what? You don't realize that someone may be looking at you. But you know what you need to do, just like I need to do. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Him. He's given us His Spirit. And His Spirit will guide us and lead us, and we can walk in it. Hallelujah. What a Savior. What a Savior. Love Him, serve Him, worship Him, and obey Him. He's God, and none other like Him. He's everlasting to everlasting. As I said a while ago, the only one thing that He ever was. Because He's always been. That's why He said, I'm the great I am. I am since He. He's always been. The only thing He ever was, when He said, I was dead. Oh, behold, I'm alive. Death couldn't hold Him. You know what gives me hope? My loved one's in the grave. The grave couldn't hold Him when He comes. When that trumpet sounds and the voice of that trumpet and the shout, when the Lord Himself shouts and that trumpet sounds, I'll tell you something, they're coming up. That's my Lord. That Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, fit dwell in us, also quicken our mortal bodies. And you know what? One day, this old body, one way or another, if it's before go to the grave or after, it's going to be quickened, changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. Amen. You can throw away the walkers and the walking sticks and the wheelchairs. I've experienced all of them. But I want to tell you something. Coming the time. Hallelujah. What a day. You don't want to be without Him. So I'm trying to close. Seriously, I am. It's just so good, I tell you. Please feed my soul. Hallelujah. But you know what? It's coming a day. What glorious day that's going to be. Glory to God. You don't want to miss it. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, this verse got to emphasize as we do try to close. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you have none of His. And He will say in that day, depart from me, I never knew ye. Do you have the Spirit of Christ? Is Christ living in you? If you don't, my prayer and my prayer last night and all day this morning was simply this. If there's one here that don't know Christ, please come. These altars are open. Ask the Lord to save you. May the Holy Ghost, Spirit of God, draw, and that by His power, glory to God. Now, do you have the Spirit of Christ? If you have, you His. You His sheep. And He said, my sheep hear my voice. They hear me. They follow me. Do you have Him? It's Christ living in you. You see, He is. That's a hope of glory. Would you stand with me?